Welcome to Grace in the Shadows. This is Dr. Marla Beeler and
Dr. J.
Dr. Jonathan Beeler. Well, hello, everybody. Hope you are doing well today. We'd like to give a quick shout out to Arlington, Texas.
Yay, Arlington.
They actually have a planetarium there.
Sweet.
And a living science center and aquarium.
Now, is Arlington close to Dallas?
It is actually. The Dallas Cowboys football team plays at the AT&T Stadium.
Cowboys.
In Arlington. Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah.
Texas.
All right.
Say it two syllables. Texas.
Okay. You can check us out at graceintheshadows.org. You can text or call 251-244-4645. Hello. Or you can email us at drjonathan@graceintheshadows.org. Okay.
How does a penguin build its house?
I don't know.
It glues it together.
Oh, wow. You know something? You usually say pigeon instead of penguin. I'm proud of you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, have I said that one before?
No, but you always get penguin and pigeon mixed up.
I used to be addicted to soap, but I'm clean now.
Okay.
I got another one. You want to hear another one?
Oh, I'm sure
you think swimming with sharks is expensive. Swimming with sharks cost me an arm and a leg.
Okay.
All right. I can keep going.
That's okay. All right. Well, I have something to say.
All right.
Our listeners, we did not put out a Wednesday podcast this week. Do you know why?
What's that?
It was your birthday.
La, 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 bamba.
Happy birthday to you. So we took a little break.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Yes, it was your birthday. Yeah. You're 35 again, right?
53.
Oh, you told the people the truth.
Yeah,
okay. All right. Well, we're doing our This Day in History for March the 22nd, because that is when we are recording this. In 1765, the Stamp Act was enacted on the American colonies by Britain.
Pretty sweet.
In 1894, the first Stanley Cup championship game was played. The Montreal Amateur Athletic Association, which won the cup unchallenged the previous year, triumphed over the Ottawa Capitals.
Sweet.
In 1945, the Arab League was formed in Cairo by Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, and Syria.
Nice.
In 1997, we'll let this be the last one. Comet Hale-Bopp made its closest approach to Earth in the skies over the northern hemisphere. The comet's next pass is predicted for the year 4397.
Sweet. For some reason, I don't think we're going to be here.
I don't think we will.
Well, number one, we won't be.
Right.
Longevity-wise.
You and I won't be here. Right.
I think the Lord's going to get us out of here before then.
I think so too. Yeah, I think so too. All right. So what's our topic today?
Well, Christianity, its influence on history and society. I'm getting a lot of this, although I do know a lot of this, but I just didn't have time to really do my own research. So I'm getting this from jasonpierce.org.
Okay.
And he's got a lot of good stuff. I don't think I'm giving everyone that he puts, but ways Christianity changed history and society.
All right.
Whether it's architecture, songs, really Christianity's DNA has really changed society and the life and development of people.
And I don't think that the majority of people in the world realize the strong influence Christianity really has had on the world throughout the years.
I don't think they do, because a lot of times unbelievers or atheists or scientists that are not believers what good has Christianity done?
Well, now today we're going to answer that.
Yeah, I think number one, Christianity gave us holidays, or the concept of holidays.
That is true.
Just think, we would be working every day.
Right.
No breaks, probably.
Yeah.
But, holidays, specifically Christmas, Good Friday, Easter.
Right.
And now there is a pagan background to that, but, Christianity did kind of create it from that.
Yeah.
And created the holiday itself. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving.
Yes.
That comes from Christianity.
Well, yeah, because they were thanking the Lord for preserving them. Yeah.
Christianity gave us hospitals as we know them today.
That's true.
The idea of hospitals grew out of the Christian emphasis of charity or love towards the sick.
Right.
And we can see that everywhere today. Every denomination mm-hmm. has representation of a hospital.
That's true.
And you can see a lot of the doctors, the surgeons, the people that are taking care of people that are ill mm-hmm. or hurt, that comes from Christianity.
That's right.
Started by Christianity.
That is very true. Yeah. Yes.
Christianity gave us adoption, foster care.
Oh, really?
The principles.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Throughout all history, there's always been children, especially mm-hmm. 2,000 years ago. Children were considered less than slaves.
Right.
They were less than women. Women mm-hmm. were considered that high in their society.
Right.
But children were basically just dirt. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they would even be enslaved.
So sad.
But yeah. Jesus, you know, he set them free.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories in the Bible about mm-hmm. the children, and you see him drawing the children into him. So, yeah, absolutely.
And the Bible talks about the church taking care of widows and orphans.
That is true.
And so that was started mm-hmm. From the Christianity, mm-hmm. from Definitely. The church.
Right.
Where, you know, babies were no longer, people were no longer encouraged to sacrifice babies.
Right.
Or throw them in the dumpster or whatnot, but mm-hmm. to, you know, have a home
Care
to minister to them and help them grow and be successful people
yes.
in society.
Mm-hmm.
Christianity gave us the middle class.
That is true.
The whole Roman Empire mm-hmm. was middle, lower class.
Right.
Well, that's 90% of the Roman Empire.
Right, right,
Not
right.
Not the whole.
Yeah.
Which, you know, with that, we get the hard workers, the middle class today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was your dad middle class?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dad too.
Yeah, low. It started out lower class as he was growing up.
Yeah,
they lived in the country. Yeah,
you know, my dad only had a 10th grade education.
He was so smart, though.
He was.
He was.
He of course he was a World War II. He was a veteran.
Mine too.
And you didn't necessarily have to have a college or a high school education for that matter.
Right.
But he learned how to be a layout draftsman
yeah.
in the Army.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, you know, they have to go to school for that today. But think of all the wonderful things he did. He was given opportunities during that time period.
And he retired from there, I think 40 years working there or 40 plus years.
Yeah.
And they would call him back to help college people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
He always got a kick out of that.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did.
Now, that was a little off topic.
Well, that's
the middle class came from Christianity, basically.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. And Christianity gave us a higher understanding of sexuality and marriage.
Absolutely.
You know, what fornication, adultery, prostitution was very common mm-hmm. in the Roman Empire. And prior to Christianity, and in some cases, they shared women like property in ancient times. Mm. But Jesus revolutionized. He made women, he put women on an equal scale as men and anyone.
Right.
And he set them free. Mm-hmm. People don't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
He also reaffirmed the sacred institution of marriage and sex in marriage.
Right.
Which... really, society's kind of ignored that today.
That is true. I mean, you know, he talks about the bride being the church, mm-hmm. and then he transferred that into the family as well, the family unit. So, yeah, it is a very big part of Christianity.
You're seeing this in the church, too, where people mm-hmm. are shacked up together.
Right.
And, you know, if they're not a Christian or whatnot, I'm focused on the gospel.
Absolutely.
And I'm not necessarily, you need to get married.
Right.
Because, although I will bring it up eventually.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, it's kind of, that's our society. It's kind of, we're really almost reopening the gospel to mm-hmm. a world in the United States that doesn't know the gospel.
Right.
Or what being a Christian is.
Right.
Pagan.
It is. Very much so.
Christianity gave women greater dignity and freedom, as I just mentioned.
True.
People say, well, we have rights. A lot of the feminazis, I call them. women are women. Men are men.
Right.
But women are made in the equal in God's eyes, in the image of God.
Right.
And so Jesus was the one that set them free.
Yes. There's so many women followers that are mentioned in the Bible and important women in the Bible. And it shows that Jesus realized they were important citizens.
And men were able legally to mistreat women then and abuse them with no legal recourse.
Right. That's not
Jesus. Okay. He made the record straight on that.
He did. He did.
So he really set children free as well as women.
As women.
That's a
good point.
Yeah. And Jesus continually befriended women.
He did.
You know, the woman caught in adultery.
Yes.
He came to her in love.
Mm-hmm.
And we know most of the women were disciples.
Right.
They weren't considered capital D,
right,
capital
right.
A, but they were with him and they even were evangelistic, such as the woman at the well.
Yes.
Who went to the city and Samaria and told the whole village.
Right. I mean, he told women the gospel where a lot of people, you know, pushed them to the side. The right. church leaders, Pharisees, Sadducees, they would push them to the side. But Jesus, you know, would go right up to them and have conversations and lead them to him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And so he really, you know, through Jesus, really set a precedent in regards to valuing, respecting the dignity of women.
Yes.
It gave children a higher status, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Artwork and artists evolved out of, in a good way, evolved
right.
out of Christianity.
Yeah.
Michelangelo.
Mm-hmm.
Sistine Chapel.
Yes.
Leonardo's Last Supper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see beautiful artwork.
Absolutely.
Coming out of Christianity.
That is true. Like the hand of God. Mm-hmm. On the Sistine Chapel. I would love to see that someday. That would be cool.
Christine Chapel. Christine. What is it? Christine?
Oh, what are you doing?
Sistine
Chapel. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing.
I don't know what you're doing over there.
Making up words to a song.
Obviously. Okay.
16 candles, I think I was trying to say.
I don't know what you're doing.
Christianity gave history its most excellent music and musicians.
Mm-hmm.
People like Sebastian Bach, Mozart, Beethoven,
yes.
Christian musicians.
Absolutely.
It shaped history.
Yeah.
Amazing Grace. Silent Night. Mm-hmm. All those were powerfully written and sung from Christian artists.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Christianity gave history its most excellent works of literature.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Bible is the most popular bestseller.
Still today, which is amazing.
Close to 6 billion.
Wow.
Copies sold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pilgrim's Progress.
I was thinking that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Augustine, some of the philosophers. Dante Alighieri.
Well, C.S. Lewis.
Yes.
Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and that whole series. Yeah.
And Christianity really created a foundation for America.
True.
Although America, I would argue, has never been a Christian nation.
Right.
It had more Christian principles and it was begun on the basis of freedom of faith.
Right. That's what the United States was formed on, Christian principles.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a lot of people like to think that all the men in the leadership at the time were strong Christians. But
they
unfortunately,
weren't.
You look into their background, they were not.
No, there were a few.
Yeah, just a few. But isn't there always just a few?
But but the pilgrims themselves were the majority were Puritans.
Oh, yeah.
And they were strong believers.
Yes.
And so a lot of the principles of the Constitution came out of the Bible.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Most of the founding fathers were deist, Masons, Freemasons, and Illuminati.
Right.
Yeah. The educational system came out of Christianity.
They started learning how to read from the Bible.
They did.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, they were teaching kids to read and people to read in order to read the Bible.
Yeah.
Missionaries still do that today.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I went to China, we were teaching people, you know, principles of reading English.
Right.
And understanding English.
Yeah.
But we used the Bible.
I love that.
Yeah.
And you were even able to go into schools and basically talk about holidays and talk about the Christian meaning of the holidays. So,
We go in and share the holidays. And,
right.
And because you can dance around that a little bit, they give you a little break.
Yeah.
I talked about, Christmas, we are secular.
Right.
And I give them the secular view of Santa Claus. But then I said, we're also a Christian nation. They think we're a Christian nation.
Right.
And I told them about the birth of Christ.
See, love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Created the foundation for science. Take that, science people.
True. The creation was the first scientific principle, really.
Yeah. Johannes Kepler, a devout Christian, famous for the three laws. He discovered the three laws of planetary motion.
I love it.
Galileo.
Right.
Galileo. Discovered the moon's surface and valleys. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Isaac Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Blaise Pascal. William Thomas Kelvin.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys, scientists, geniuses that were strong in the faith and believing in Christ.
Yes.
Christianity was a powerful force in stopping slavery.
That is true. That is true.
Now, some people try to justify it too. Christianity in general, people started being abolitionist by the Bible convicting them that it was wrong.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And charity. The force, Christianity is a powerful force in love and charity.
Yes.
And so when we look at Jesus, Jesus is the one that really turned the world upside down. Let me rephrase that. Turned the world right side up.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. So you look at so much of the world's history and everything, and it was definitely brought about by Christianity.
Yes.
That's amazing. So when people say that Christianity, what good is there in Christianity? You can take some of these thoughts that have been shared today and say, hey.
Just listed a bunch of them, which I got from this great Jason. I just deleted his thing, but Jason blog, Pierce blog.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff's pretty good. And I know there's more too.
Right. Absolutely.
That you guys can take in and really make it ammunition.
Right.
When people say, what good has Christianity done?
Yeah. Right. Stand firm in it. Stand firm in your belief that God is mighty and he is the one that's in control of all. And through believing on him, you have such life and such abundant life.
And when he returns, he's really going to do this to the pinnacle, zenith,
right,
where everything's going to be just magnified. The beauty of music and art, creativity.
Yes.
And all this stuff's going to be magnified. His love,
right,
will be reigning with him during the 1,000-year reign.
That's going to be
amazing. And it's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. Well, all of this can definitely help us remember that.
God can take your mess, turn to a message for his glory, for your good.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day. Goodbye.